Presented by T-Mobile, the official wireless partner of Odyssey Sports. With an awesome network and great savings, there's never been a better time to join T-Mobile. Visit your neighborhood store to make the switch today.
Go out to the hotline welcoming Frank Pietrangelo,
former Penguins goalie.
Yes, one of our favorites. Frankie, good morning. How's everything?
Well, everything's pretty good. Pens are on a roll, so days are happier now.
Days are happier. Okay, let's start with Matt Murray. Let's talk about something emotional with him. He loses his father. He comes back. He takes some time off just before the All-Star break. The Penguins and Jim Rutherford, I thought, did it spectacularly. Same with Mike Sullivan. They allowed him the time that he needed. Can you talk about, and I don't know any experiences you've been through, but the solace of being out on the ice, and can you forget about everything going on personally when you're out there on the ice?
Well, I think that is the release time, release point, is when you are on the ice, because you kind of forget about everything and kind of just focus on the task at hand. And, you know, you're surrounded by 20, 23 brothers, more or less, and you have that support group there for you. Having said that, as soon as you get off the ice and you get back to reality and get back to your apartment or your home or whatever, reality sets in. And, you know, he's a young man, and, you know, knock on wood here, but, you know, my dad's still alive. And, I mean, it's not something that you know, I don't think any of us can understand unless you go through something like that at such a young age, right?
Now, with Murray in the net last year and Flower sharing some time with them, now it's his net, but do you treat him the same way you did the last 2 years, or do you start having conversations with him like, hey, how many games do you need before you need a break, or do you tell him how it's going to be?
I think, you know, they've handled him pretty well. He's been a number one goaltender in the OHL and, you know, in the American Hockey League. You know, he knows what's necessary. They've seen him, you know, on his roles in the Stanley Cup playoffs. And, you know, I think they have a good rapport there where they know when he needs a rest or what have you. And you know, I think he's just starting to round into form again.
Now, Frank, one thing that Matt said the other day, he goes, I say this all the time. I don't remember him saying this all the time, but that he said, he's not a hockey player, I'm a goalie. Did you ever feel that way? I mean, obviously you guys are hockey players, but maybe you can explain the mentality of that praise. He goes, nah, I'm not one of them, I'm a goalie.
Well, we are treated a little bit different, I guess. You know, it is a different situation. You're on the ice for the full 60 minutes. The focus, the mental part of the game is a little bit different as far as that goes. You know, as a forward, you score a goal, you celebrate, and you're sitting on a bench, you're laughing, telling stories. And, you know, for a goal, you make a save, but you're just ready for the next one. So I think the approach is different, you know, mentally more than anything else. You know, it's a different position.
The Fan Hotline is brought to you by Wright Automotive, the best deal in Pittsburgh. And the Fan Hotline is where we find Frank Pietrangelo, former Penguin goaltender, right now. All right, I asked Kevin Weeks this about a week ago, a little bit over a week ago. We talked to Kevin Weeks. You could talk about all the superstars, and they're fine and dandy, and they're great. But talk about as a goalie, Frankie, having a guy like Hornquist just being a pain in the ass in front of you. What does that do for your game?
Well, that's tough. It's one of the worst things in the world. I don't know if you guys remember Dino Cicerelli, obviously, in Detroit, and Holmstrom was there as well. And I mean, they're always in your face, at the top of the crease, in the crease, whatever they can do to distract you. And it makes things difficult. And I think when you play Philadelphia, we see Simmons playing the same way, you know, crashing the net, going in front of the net. And, you know, it doesn't allow you to see the puck. Nothing's worse than not being able to see the puck, because then you're just hoping the thing hits you, right? Now, guys like Matt Murray, they're a little bit bigger than we were in our day, so more pucks hit them than us, right?
Is it true that players can pace themselves and kind of know where they are in the calendar, and especially a group as talented as the Penguins, to where, like, okay, now it's time to flip a switch? Everyone tells you can't flip a switch, but it looks as if the Penguins actually can.
Well, I think the Penguins just got off to a rocky start. You know, it was one of those situations where nothing seemed to click. When they played well defensively, they couldn't score. When they scored goals, they couldn't keep the puck out of the net. And, you know, you hear the things about the hangover the last, you know, winning the Stanley Cup last couple of years. I think there is some truth to that. You know, short summers and having to get refocused. But now I think they went to that stretch and they looked at the standings and said, hey, we're not even in the playoffs here, boys. Like, we've got to be realistic here and start playing hockey the way we're capable of. And then the leaders took over and the rest is history.
Frank, goalie interference, it did exist in your day, but there wasn't a replay. For the most part, what are your feelings about the interference replay rule and how it's being adjudicated?
Very frustrating, I think. You know, I've watched some of these highlights the last little while, and I don't think people really know what's goalie interference and what's not. I think that's one of the things that they've really got to work on over the summer and figure that one out in the NHL. You know, they want to see scoring being increased, but at the same time, you know, there's too much confusion on the ice, you know, whether or not it's a goal. And, you know, if we don't know, and as professionals, as coaches, as players, if it's going to be a goal or not, then, you know, it becomes very frustrating during the game, right?
Follow us on Twitter at 937TheFan, driven by Shorty Chrysler Dodge Jeep Ram, locations in North Huntington and North Hills. Does Jim Rutherford need to make a flip and find a veteran goaltender for down the stretch, or are you okay with Jarry? Are you okay with what they have, and Casey DeSmith behind him, backing up Matt Murray?
Well, that's the question of the day right there. I mean, we all saw what Antti Niemi did when he came in. He's a veteran presence, and that one didn't work out very well for the Penguins. So, you know, both DeSmith and Jarry have played very well. I guess the question comes down to, you know, for management is, if Matt Murray was injured, are you confident enough to hand the reins over to one of those two guys to carry you on a Stanley Cup run? Because this is a team that, once again, you know, it was going to contend and can be a three-time champion. So I think that's what they have to figure out. They both played very well, let's be honest, in the games that they've played. But it's been spot duty, and they've known, you know, they've known their situation. So is one of them ready to carry the load in the NHL?
Always wanted to know. So when you have a one and you have a two and you have a three, same thing with baseball with catchers, and they keep the one because he's the one, and then they keep the three, and then they tell the two guy, hey, you got to go down because we want you ready, and da-da-da. Do you actually believe that, or do you feel like it's a demotion? I know on paper everyone agrees, hey, yeah, that makes sense, but you're getting sent down. Can you understand that and see that, yes, it is the best thing for me?
Yeah, I think earlier in the year that happened here, right, guys? Mm-hmm. I was on with you, and that was one of the questions that was asked when they brought up the Smith instead of Jarry, and no, it's not an easy thing to accept, that's for sure. I mean, you know, I've been in that role myself, where you know you play, you're waiting for your call, and all of a sudden they bypass you because they want you to stay sharp and be ready, and well, this is what you're ready for, right? And it doesn't work out that way. So once again, mentally it's something that you have to overcome and continue to work hard. But I think Jarry handled it very well. Like the Smith played very well in his stint up here, but you know, I think they did the right thing in that situation.
You know, this just dawned on me. I got to ask you this, because you have a second cousin, a young second cousin who plays, he's a defenseman for St. Louis,
mm-hmm.
and you're Frankie Pietrangelo, and he's Alex Pietrangelo. What happened there with the different pronunciation? I mean, you were the guy, you were the first guy in, Frankie. I mean, it should be pronounced like you pronounce your name, right?
You know, you're right 100% on this one, okay? Like, I don't know what this guy's up to be honest with you. And I told him, I said, once you get your name on the Stanley Cup, then you can change your name to say anything you want it to say. But until then, it's Pietrangelo.
lay it down the law.
Do you ever gather around at these family gatherings in the summer? And I'm guessing there may be a beer or two, Frankie. Just a guess at these things, right? But does he ever get to look at your Stanley Cup ring?
Well, I've let him touch it a few times, right? And you know what? He aspired. That's his goal. You know, the kid, Alex, a great hockey player, and, you know, has accomplished just about everything he can in the game, including winning the Olympic gold medal and all the rest of the stuff. But he wants to win. He wants to win a Stanley Cup. I think just to one-up me more than anything else. But I told him, if you want to win a Stanley Cup, get your butt traded to Pittsburgh, and then you have a better chance.
Now, when things started going good, a lot of it had to do with everybody waking up and seeing where they are. Like you mentioned, hey, the playoffs have started today. We wouldn't be in it. But Ian Cole and Oleksiak playing together, they look like they've been playing together for a handful of years. They look very good. Do you agree?
Yeah, I think the defensive core as a whole has really played well. But Oleksiak, what a pickup that is by Jimmy Rutherford. I mean, I don't see how Dallas lets this guy out of their reach. I mean, he's, what, 6'6"? He's a monster out there. And, you know, just a great player, first rounder, and just a tremendous pickup. Another one of those pickups that Jimmy Rutherford does these things year after year and, you know, just quietly goes about his business and really kind of didn't give up much at all. And all of a sudden you got a kid like this who, you know, I think that's when the turnaround really started, when he came. It just gave a little bit more depth to the Penguins, right?
Frankie, the standings in the East are so tight, well, particularly in the Penguins division. But if you look at the standings, the teams in the Atlantic division, like Tampa Bay, Boston, Toronto, they have a lot more points than even Washington does, or Pittsburgh or Philly or the other teams in the Metro. Is that because they're better, or is it because that they've fattened up on the teams in their own division that just aren't any good this year?
Yeah, it's definitely the latter. I mean, we look at our division here, the Metro division, and any night anybody can beat anybody, and you know they're all solid teams and probably all capable of competing in the playoffs. But you look at that other division, there's some weak sisters this year: Montreal and Ottawa, and you know Florida, and just go down the list. Teams that Buffalo that have underperformed this year. So I think that's what it is. I get the opportunity to see the Leafs play here, obviously regularly, and they're a very good young upcoming team, but they don't see the same rivalries that the Penguins do every night in the Metropolitan Division, that's for sure.
Last thing for you, Frank Pietrangelo joining us here, Fan Morning Show. You're real in tune to junior hockey. You mentor a bunch of kids and around a bunch of young teams. Do you want to see the pros play in the Olympics, or do you like the young kids playing in the Olympics?
No, I'd love to see the pros play in the Olympics. I mean, it's the best-on-best format, and, it is really disappointing that, I love the Olympics. It only comes around every 4 years, so I think we all kind of catch, glimpses of whatever we can when we can. But to see the best-on-best and see them, playing for their country, it's the ultimate thing. So I hope they find a way to work it out so the next Olympics we see the NHLers there.
Oh, last thing, actually, 30 seconds left. Jágr's without a job. He's done. He's done with the NHL. Are you somebody who – what is your lasting memory of Jágr? Are you a friend of Jágr for life, or did he rub you wrong? Or is he a guy you like?
I love Jágr. He came here as an 18-year-old, couldn't even speak the language, and everything he's accomplished is through hard work and determination. And I hope that, everything's mended in Pittsburgh and Jágr comes back as a hero, not as a villain.
Only one of us sits in Mario's box, Frankie, and that's you. So tell 66 to retire.
I'm on it, boy. As soon as I get off of here, it's my first call.
Yes, Frankie, you're the best. We'll talk soon.
Appreciate
Let's go
it.
Pens.
All right. Nobody better, Josh.
Wow.
He's just the most
awesome.
Fun guy in the world.
I mean, very few guests you have people come on that you're like, I would love to have beers with.
Yes, and Frankie doesn't want to have a beer at the box at the game. He wants to drink at Shales beforehand. And it's like, this guy is the best. He really is.
No, he's awesome.
Talk about coming through in a big moment, too. Like, unexpected. I mean, the save. It's Frank Pietrangelo. Hey, Frank, what are you doing? I'm going to make the save.
Never has to buy a sandwich or
Peter
a drink.
Peter Stastny here is
ever again.
Mostly open net. I'm going to just jump over and make the save, and I'm going to win the Stanley Cup.
The save.
Just the man.
Okay, picture this. It's Friday afternoon when a thought hits you. I can waste another weekend doing the same old whatever, or I can conquer it. I can hop into my all-new Hyundai Santa Fe and hit the road. Any road. The steeper, the better. Because my all-new Santa Fe is available with H-Track all-wheel drive, so I can hit the trail without a worry in the world. Heck, with three rows and best-in-class rear cargo space, I can pack the whole family in with all our gear. We've got available dual wireless charging for our phones, so we'll never lose touch with civilization, and we won't lose touch with the primordial power of Mother Earth. So which is it? Waste the weekend, or do something a little more epic and conquer it in the all-new Hyundai Santa Fe. Visit HyundaiUSA.com or call 562-314-4603 for more details. Hyundai, there's joy in every journey.